News. Good morning. I'm Dan Simeone. The Urbana City Council met past 11 o'clock last night without reaching agreement on a cooperative plan for street lighting in the University District. Urbana, Champaign, and the University of Illinois are working together on a uniform street lighting design for the U of I campus and surrounding neighborhoods. But Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe says a planned request for proposals from lighting manufacturers is flawed because it doesn't require full cutoff lighting. Smith says full cutoff lighting would keep streetlights from shining light into the sky and result in greater energy savings.
If we can save the university even 10% of the energy cost of producing these lights, I think that's an important thing. And remember, that's not just next year or the year after, this for 30 to 50 years. We can save a lot of money by doing the design properly and using full cutoff lighting.
The Urbana City Council plans to revisit the proposal in 1 or 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the Champaign City Council endorsed the request for proposals at its study session last night. At that meeting, lighting consultant Tom Burtness argued that full cutoff lighting should not be the only option available because it wasn't right for all conditions. A Saturday deadline looms for state lawmakers to pass a new budget. House and Senate Democrats are trying to resolve differences between competing budget proposals, and each chamber approved them last week, and they hope to wrap up other work by the end of this week. If they can't, the session will go into overtime for a second straight year. Meanwhile, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is blasting Illinois leaders over the state budget. Sam Hudzik reports.
Daley lined up the heads of the Chicago Transit Authority, Police Department, and public schools to make the case for boosted state funding. But the mayor didn't sound confident a budget could be crafted, given Democratic infighting in Springfield.
I'd be very frank, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys down there, unfortunately. Lack of trust.
In a remark sure to sting Governor Rod Blagojevich, Daley pointed out the city got more infrastructure money during the term of former Governor George Ryan, now in federal prison.
People trusted him. They did. I mean, that's realistic.
Governor Blagojevich says he shares the mayor's support for a construction funding plan. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle has signed an interstate treaty to prevent arid states from taking water from the Great Lakes. Doyle says the lakes are important to the region's economy and way of life. The 8 Great Lakes governors signed the Great Lakes Compact in 2005 after 4 years of negotiations. They fear that booming southwestern states will soon look to take massive amounts of water from the lakes. The compact would ban most diversions of water from the lakes basin. All 8 Great Lakes states must approve the pact, and Congress must ratify it before it can become law. Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and New York have also approved it. Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania have yet to do so. Convicted former Illinois Governor George Ryan is out of legal options. The United States Supreme Court refused to hear his appeal yesterday. Robert Wildebor reports.
Ryan's lawyers were arguing that a series of errors during jury deliberations prevented the former governor from getting a fair trial. An appeals court denied that argument, and the Supreme Court declined to reconsider the case. But former Governor Jim Thompson, who worked on Ryan's defense team, says there may be one more option beyond the courts. Thompson says he hasn't yet run this idea by Ryan, but he says they could petition President George W. Bush to commute the sentence to time served.
The man has gone from being the governor of the state of Illinois to being a prisoner in the federal penitentiary. His career is gone. His reputation is gone.
Thompson says Ryan's troubles have served to punish him and deter others from committing similar crimes. The 74-year-old former Republican governor is currently serving his 6.5-year sentence in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'm Robert Wildebor.
The Department of Defense has confirmed the death of a soldier from Rockford who was killed in Iraq this weekend. Officials say 24-year-old Sergeant Blake Evans was killed Sunday while on patrol by an improvised explosive device in the Al Jazeera desert. Evans was an infantryman with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's our summary of AM 580 News for now. I'm Dan Simeone.
WILL Weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 9:35 and time for another weather update from our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. And Ed, we've had what I would describe as a cooler than normal springtime so far, but it looks like over the next several days, temperatures will be rebounding a bit.
We are going to have an increase in temperature starting, well, we're really going to start our uphill climb today because yesterday it was quite cool for this time of year, and we're going to have the temperature a bit warmer today than yesterday, and then we're going to have much warmer temperature readings by the time we get to Friday. We should be getting into the 80s.
I had somebody ask me a question the other day about why we've had so few tornadoes in this particular part of the Midwest, that is in central Illinois, but the tornadoes this year seem to be concentrated